Come knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and history's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. History's company too.
I got it.
Oh, I'll get it. I've been listening to the radio. A lot of stations are having contests. You can win stuff just by answering the phone the right way.
KRBQ plays all the hits.
Oh, Cindy, do you know what the odds are of them calling our number?
Janet, I won!
You did?
Yeah!
What did you win?
What did I win? A weekend in paradise with America's greatest lover.
Give me that. Get off the phone, Larry. I'm sorry, Cindy, that was just Larry, and he is no prize.
That Larry sure has a quick mind.
Not as quick as his hands.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
Hi, Jack. How was your first day at the sandwich shop?
Oh, come on. How tough can it be making sandwiches?
No, I just helped a new tenant up with her groceries. 3 big bags up 3 flights of stairs.
3 bags of groceries? She must be rich.
No, she's a sweet little thing. Older woman, you know.
Older, huh? What are we talking, Jack? 22?
No. She must be almost 70. She barely beat me up the stairs. Lost one here.
Oh, thanks. So how was everything at the sandwich shop?
Oh, frantic. The guy I'm working with kept going out for a smoke.
Really? Why didn't you complain to the boss?
He is the boss.
Don't worry about it. You'll get used to it. Listen, by tomorrow night, you're going to think everything is wonderful.
You're absolutely right, because tomorrow night, Katie Williams is coming over for a little din-din.
Oh?
Oh. I knew Katie Williams in high school. She was captain of the debating team.
No, it couldn't be the same one. This Katie never argues, if you know what I mean.
I gotcha.
You sure did. Listen, just make sure that both of you are long gone when Cutie Katie comes a-calling tomorrow.
I'll get it.
Well, tell us how long you want to be alone with her, and then we'll know where to go.
Have you ever been to Hong Kong?
Hello. Is Jack Tripper here? Oh, there you are.
Hello, Mrs. Moore.
Oh, he was such a big help to me before. Such a dear, sweet, darling boy.
Yes, well. This is Janet.
Hello.
And, this is Cindy.
How do you do?
Glad to meet you.
Is there anything that we could do for you?
Oh, no. I just wanted to bring Jack a little thank you present. Home-baked cookies. 3 kinds.
Oh, Mrs. Moore, you didn't have to do...
Call me Gladys.
Gladys.
Mrs. makes me feel like an old lady. Is that the kitchen? Hello?
Hello?
Don't let me interrupt your visit.
Oh, we're not visiting. We live here.
All 3 of you?
Yes.
No wonder you got pooped climbing those stairs.
Mrs. Moore. Gladys. We are just good friends.
Oh, well, you call it what you want. Now, come and sit down.
Yes.
I don't understand.
I hope you're taking vitamins.
No, I don't believe in that.
Oh, well, then maybe you'd better have some milk.
Oh,
yes.
That's...
And try one of my whole grain cookies. A little wheat germ to go with your wild oats?
The living arrangement we have here is strictly platonic.
Oh,
Jack, does she
excuse
think that
me, sir. You broke my button.
Oh, well,
did you know
that's
you
all
just
right.
Broke
you
my
know,
button?
I can match that.
She ripped my
here,
button.
Now, listen, no, now, take
sorry,
off
sorry.
Your shirt.
No, it doesn't look. It doesn't.
No, it's just wonderful.
No,
oh,
it's
no.
It's you don't have to. It's an old shirt.
Oh,
you
no,
don't have to.
But when I have a
no, no.
When I have a voice impress, you won't know it. Now, which do you like, on hangers or folding?
No, can I just have my shirt back?
That's... Oh, you'll get quick delivery. Oh, sit down. Here, sit down. Now, let me see. Have your little milk and a cookie, and I'll be right back. Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir.
Okay, which one of you ordered the little cucumber finger sandwich with the nutmeg tea?
Right here, Mac.
I guess this is yours.
Huh? I guess so.
There you go. Thank you.
Tripper, I'm going out for a smoke. You take care of things?
You can count on me, boss. Mrs. Moore. Oh, Gladys. Hey, what are you doing here?
Well, I just took a little walk, and here I am.
Oh, good.
Did you get your shirt?
Yes, thank you.
I just took a chance you'd like heavy starch.
Yeah. So that's why it broke when I was putting it away.
Waiter, would you please take our order?
Yes, I'm sorry, we're very busy. May I help you, ma'am?
Let's see, what did we get the last time we were here?
Probably heartburn. it's just nothing. It's seriously, can I take your order?
We'll have the soup and sandwich combination.
Okay. Thank you. Gladys, what are you doing?
Oh, well, you need help.
But...
No. Now, you ladle out the soup and I'll make the sandwiches.
Wait, Gladys.
Oh, who carved this roast beef? It's thin enough to see through.
Hey, come here.
Mind your manners. There are other people ahead of you.
Boss, listen.
Tripper, what did you do? Get your mommy to help you?
No. She's not my mommy. Or my mother. She's a customer.
A customer? What do you think I'm running here? A smorgasbord? Get rid of her!
I was just about to, sir. I'm sorry.
Two combos, pick up! I've always wanted to do that.
Gladys, I'm afraid you'll have to leave.
Oh, well, no. I can stay here all day.
No, I want you to get out of here right now.
Oh. Well, I can take a hint. I was only trying to help.
Well, look, I appreciate it, but...
Oh, don't look so sad. Come on, before I go, give me a nice big smile. Oh, no, a real big one. That's it. That's just the way my son looked when he kicked me out of the house.
Katie's gonna love this. Okay, come on, let's go. Out. Okay. Katie's gonna be here any minute.
I left my jigsaw puzzle on the coffee table. Is that okay?
Fine.
But don't touch it. I want to put it together.
Oh, then what are Katie and I going to do all evening for fun?
Oh, Jack.
It's all right. I'll think of something. Listen, that's her, okay? You two are just on your way out, okay?
Okay. Hello.
Gladys.
Hi. Sorry we can't stay. We're just on our way out.
You can stay.
Have fun, you two.
No, wait. Terrific. Look, Gladys, there's something I'd like to tell you.
Oh, apology accepted. No hard feelings.
No, I'd love to visit.
Oh, well, good.
But I'm expecting a girlfriend.
Oh, don't worry about her. She won't bother us.
What do you mean?
Well, I met her downstairs. Oh, Jack, you should have seen her.
I have. Where is she?
A skirt slid up to here, blouse down to here. And chest out to...
That's her. Where'd she go?
Everything on display. No romance, no mystery. Jack, she's not the girl for you.
What do you mean?
I sent her away.
Have mercy. You did.
Jack, that girl could ruin your life.
That was the whole idea.
You are better off without her.
Ah! She's gone. I came so close.
Jack, I have just the perfect girl for you. She's a librarian. A little on the heavy side,
but lots of fun. We'll talk about her over dinner.
Dinner?
Oh, yes, just the two of us.
Dinner.
Oh, this isn't cold enough. I'll pour it in a pitcher with some ice cubes.
Well, that's a burgundy. It does. That's all right.
A jigsaw puzzle. I just love them. Oh, aren't we going to have fun tonight? Oh, that's right. You rest. I'll take care of everything.
Jack's supposed to be home by now.
Yeah, Cindy. I wish he'd hurry up. I am absolutely starving.
Yeah. I'll start dinner.
Okay, thanks. No! We don't have that many dishes!
Bogart, right?
No, I'm trying to hide from Gladys. If she doesn't know I'm home, maybe she won't bother me. Oh, you know what I'm talking
about. Golly, aren't you overreacting a little?
Yeah. Gladys seems like an awfully sweet lady.
Oh, sure. She's an awfully sweet lady, all right. After we ate dinner last night, she washed all the dishes, she cleaned the oven, she even took home two pairs of my pants to mend. She's driving me crazy. It's people like her that give mothers a bad name.
Jack, take it easy.
She's ruining my love life. Last night was just the beginning.
Oh, come on, Jack. Now, let's look on the bright side of things. I mean, really, you could have bombed out with Katie Williams.
Janet, the only guy who ever bombed out with Katie Williams was a guy who lost her address. Say I'm not here.
But Jack...
I want you to go to the door, open it, and say, Jack's not here.
Go, Jack.
Hide me, hide me.
Okay.
Ow!
Sorry.
Jack's not here!
Well, in that case, this could be our lucky day.
No, I'm here.
He's right here. Look.
Hey, old buddy. Lucky Larry has a story about last night that's going to put the pink back in your cheeks. And it might bring a blush to yours, so if you two little girls will excuse us for a minute, guy talk here.
No, my whole life I've been sent out of the room. I want to listen.
No, you don't.
You mean it'll be that bad?
That dull. Larry is the Lawrence Welk of storytellers.
Thank you, lovely Janet. Thank you so much. The lovely Janet, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Hey, 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 you okay, pal? You look as shaky as that 58 Chevy I sold yesterday.
Never mind. What happened last night?
Well, it started out pretty tame. I'd arranged to spend the whole evening with this month's centerfold girl.
What's tame about that?
There's just so much you can do with a picture. Anyway, as I was coming back from the newsstand, I saw this gorgeous young thing standing in front of our apartment building.
Last night here?
Yeah. She got stood up or something.
Larry, I don't think I want to hear this. Just tell me she was a redhead or a brunette or she was very short.
Nah. Tall, luscious blonde.
I knew I didn't want to hear this.
Wait. It has a happy ending. Next thing I know, we're in my apartment. The whole evening is gone. And I felt as if I'd known her all my life.
You talked a lot, huh?
I don't even know if she speaks English.
Her.
Well, wait a second. Here's the real lucky part. Katie's got this mean older brother.
Katie?
Yeah, nice name, isn't it? Anyway, I just dropped her off when her crazy brother starts chasing after my car, yelling that he knows my name, screaming that he's going to be coming after me.
Only it wouldn't be you he'd be coming after. It would be...
Yeah, the poor chump she had a date with last night. You know, you're not looking so good. You want to start spending some quiet evenings at home for a change. I'll see you later, buddy.
Help. In serious trouble here, help. Help.
You okay?
No, that sweet little old lady has done it. First, she ruins my life, and now she's trying to end it.
Jack!
That's her. Okay, I know why she's here. She wants to give me a haircut or something. Look, say I'm sick. Okay, say I'm sick.
Jack. Oh, Valerie, I wish we could just tell her the truth.
Let me try. Okay. Hi, Gladys. I'm sorry, but Jack's in his room. He's been exposed to something he can't get rid of, and he's just about out of his head. And that's the truth.
Oh, my God, you're just in time.
Oh, Mrs. Moore, I just...
Now, please, please. Jack?
Yeah, Mrs. Moore.
Jack! Oh, the pressure needs me. I'm going to go in. Jack. Oh, you poor thing. Gladys is here now, and everything is going to be all right.
Gladys, you better leave me alone. What I've got is awfully catching.
Oh, I've had everything already. Where's the thermometer?
You're not putting anything in my mouth.
Well, that's not how I take a temperature. I put it under the arm.
Well, sorry, I'm all out of arms.
No fever. I wonder if you have a rash. Well, you didn't even get undressed.
Well, that's in case I have to make a dash to the hospital.
Oh, don't talk like that. Now, the first thing we're going to do is get you in your nice, warm jammies. Yes. Now, take off your shirt, and I'll pull off your pants.
No, wait.
Don't be embarrassed. I've had a husband, a son. I've seen it all before.
Would you leave me alone?
Oh, well, when we're sick, we're always a little irritable.
Gladys, ever since you've come here, you've been driving me crazy. Now, just stay away from me.
Well, that's just the way my son sounded when I paid a surprise visit to him and his wife. Only 2 days, and he just blew up at me. He said I ruined their honeymoon.
I want to...
No, you don't have to say any more. I won't ever bother you again.
So I think it's...
Oh, Jack. Hey, come on. You cannot spend the rest of your life feeling guilty about Gladys.
Yeah, people her age are used to being mistreated.
You better let me do the cheering up. Jack, come on. You know what time it is?
What?
Happy hour down at the Regal Beagle. Why don't we mosey on down there and just destroy all the hot hors d'oeuvres?
I don't know, Janet. I don't...
Janet's treating.
I am? Yeah, I am. Come on.
In that case, okay.
Okay, give us a second to get gorgeous.
Give me 2 seconds.
I'll get it.
Hi.
Katie, what are you doing? I mean, come in.
I just went to see a friend upstairs, but he's not home. Do you know Larry?
Who, Larry? Sure. Well, yeah. We bump into each other once in a long while.
Well, do you know when he'll be back?
Who, Larry, the world traveler? Could be weeks. Weeks, months. Come in, sit down, and let's wait for him, okay?
Do you really want me to? Your mother told me what you said.
What did she say?
She said you didn't think we were right for each other.
No. She must have thought you were one of the other girls.
Other girls?
Well, see, there's this crazy horde of females. They're very pushy. They're following me all over the city. They're trying to get into my apartment. Everything's horrible.
Just to see you?
Yeah. I don't know why they find me so attractive.
Well, let's sit down and see if we can find out.
Well, wait. Wait a second. First, I want to show you something.
I bet you do.
Here it is.
The kitchen?
Yeah. Well, now, if you get hungry, there's the stove. And if you get thirsty, there's El Cinco.
Jack, where are you?
That's more girls. They must have come through the bathroom window. Listen, you stay here, and I'll go get rid of them, okay?
Hey.
Have fun. Goodbye. Take care.
What?
Go.
You're coming with us, aren't
you? No.
Yeah.
I just want to be alone.
We got all fixed up for you.
What's a guy to do to get a little privacy around here?
Yeah.
I want to be alone, don't you understand?
Okay, we understand. Come on, Cindy. Yes.
Oh, oops. Yeah.
Bye. And don't think we don't know about the girl in the kitchen.
Wow. Group You aren't even a rock star.
It's just my curse. I don't know. What is it about me?
I don't know, but now I've got to find out.
Be gentle.
Oh, excuse me, lady. I'm looking for Jack Tripper.
Oh, top of the stairs, apartment 201.
Thanks a lot, lady.
Excuse me, who is that guy looking for?
Jack Tripper.
Oh, no.
Well, why are you so upset?
I don't want anything to happen to my best friend.
Oh.
He owes me $50.
What's that?
Just the beat of my heart.
Take your hands off of my sister.
Kenny!
Stay out of this. Okay, Tripper. Now, I'm going to teach you not to fool around with an innocent young girl.
Kenny, I'm 25, and I'm not innocent.
Well, hey, she's right about that.
What?
About being 25.
Hey, listen. Now, I missed you last night, but I got you now.
Well, wait a minute, man. I wasn't with your sister last night.
Well, I don't believe you.
Well, then believe me.
Well, who are you?
Well, who are you? And what are you doing in our apartment?
This is your apartment?
Yes, I live here with my son. I can't leave him alone for a minute without some girl bothering him.
Thanks, Mom.
Your son? Okay, sis, come on. Now, who's been bothering who?
Kenny, I came to see the guy I had a date with last night, but he wasn't home.
Uh-huh.
You see, my Jackie is perfectly innocent.
Okay, I'm sorry. I guess it's my mistake.
Yes, he was just sitting here, studying for his Bible class.
Mom, we're clear. Let's not overdo it.
I'm sorry. I guess I got all her guys mixed up. Come on, sis. Hey, we gotta find you a different hobby.
Gladys, I guess you saved my neck.
I guess I did.
I want to apologize.
Well, who's stopping you?
Sorry, I can't stay. I brought you this.
Larry! He left.
Left?
Right.
It's a good thing for him. I would have knocked the guy into left field.
The game is over.
Yeah, well, in that case, I better go. You believe running up here just now, I've ripped my pants?
You poor dear.
Anyone from Chrissy Snow. Will you accept the charges?
Yes, operator, sure.
Go ahead.
Hello, Chrissy. How's your mom?
Hi, she's fine, but Janet, you weren't supposed to accept the call.
I wasn't.
No, that's why I call collect. It's a signal. See, I call you collect, and if somebody answers, then I know you're home, then I call right back, station to station. It's cheaper.
Yeah, Chrissy, but if you called station to station in the first place and there wasn't any answer, you'd know nobody was home, right?
Yeah, but then I'd have nobody to talk to.
Okay, Chrissy. You called to collect. I accepted the charges. Here we are on the phone. Let's talk.
About what?
I don't know. You're the one who called me.
Oh, yeah. Is Jack home?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, will you give him a message for me?
Sure.
Will you tell him the next time I call, I want him to answer, okay?
Chrissy, how will he know it's you?
Listen, if he doesn't recognize me by now, then I don't want to talk to him at all.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.